Good afternoon. I'm here today with Daryl Benson, who's from an organisation called FIDEO. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are indeed, yeah.
Excellent. Does everybody start humming FIDEO Killed the Radio Star at you? Because that's what I've had in my head ever since.
Well, to be honest, that's how I've heard it, but I'm going to be saying that now.
Oh, use it, definitely. We've got to roll with what we've got.
Absolutely.
So one of the reasons I've invited Daryl here today to have a chat with us is because he had written an article on LinkedIn called The Top 6 Recruitment Innovation Trends for 2019. Now, obviously, number one is FIDEO, and here at the Elevator Pitch, we're on board with that as well. We think it's going to be really good use of technology in 2019. Can you tell us a little bit about what FIDEO can do for recruiters and for candidates?
Yeah, no problem at all. So it fits into your hiring function, really, and streamlines that interviewing process by a good 70-odd%. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's a one-way pre-recorded video assessment tool used by about 1,500 users worldwide.
Wow.
And it's a SaaS-based product that integrates with your CRMs and your ATSs, etc., to really streamline that process and innovate the way you are recruiting, changing up a little bit and adding that extra USP into your business.
Fantastic. We're finding it's really popular with candidates because they do get to rehearse, don't they? It's not like a one-take shot at an interview question. Obviously, it is in real life, but they get to practice. They get to say what it is that they mean and what they want to get across and convey to the client.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those tools that, as a business, you want to make that informed decision. Whether you're, in regards to your P&L, whether you're hiring or firing, you need to make those informed decisions. When you're hiring someone or you're taking that time out of your diary to a face-to-face interview, mm-hmm. You want to be making sure that you're bringing in the right people. So this is a great way to ascertain not only personality traits, that panache, especially in the rec world, knowing that person can sell themselves. Are you going to be able to put that person in front of your clients and your end users? And also the ability to see whether they'll fit your company culture, your managerial structure. Are you actually going to get on with this person? So it's a great little tool to pose a certain amount of questions to your candidates. They answer those questions in their own time. We usually find it between sort of 6 and 8 p.m. that they will be recording these videos. You want to go home, put your feet up, watch Jeremy Kyle, whatever you do. These guys re-record. They record their answers to the questions that you pose. That comes back to through your work email, your workflow, or back into your CRM. You watch it. You can either make the hire there and then, if you've asked some good questions, or you can bring them into the face-to-face. But you can use it in loads of different facets of the recruitment game. You can not only save the time within your process, great for internal recruitment, mm-hmm. Obviously innovating and attracting the best talent with technology. Everything now is technology taking over the world. And you can win more retained business and higher percentage fees within recruitment as well. Obviously having that extra USP. And also the business development side. So if you do get that golden candidate that unfortunately that client at that one time doesn't want or unfortunately doesn't have a role, you can BD that person in rather than those bullet pointed specs that we all know and love in recruitment. You can ping over the Bitly link and that hiring manager can review that person. Unless they've met that person face to face, there's no way of them backdooring you and offering them the job by LinkedIn or something like that.
Well, this is it. I mean, you've literally got a paper trail, even though it's not paper, it's all technology these days, but you have got that perfect trail and proof. So that covers you in terms of who's going to be paying the fee to whom.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's also great for large recruitment companies. So we have a company called RockSearch, about 150 consultants strong. Mm-hmm. They have numerous different departments, whether it's engineering, contract and development. And let's say, for instance, the internal recruitment, so they have, it's 100% used within their internal recruitment. Every single person that goes through their system will use video or record their answers to why do you want to be in recruitment, etc. they can then, as the internal recruiter, they can ping it out to all of the internal departments or the business managers or directors. And if that director or business manager comments or likes or rates or drops out anything, that person that handles that role has full control. They will know everything about, if they forward it on, that recruiter in control of that candidate will know that it's been forwarded on and who it's been forwarded on to.
Fantastic. It just, as you say, it just keeps control of the process, doesn't it? And everybody knows which song sheet they're singing from. So, no, that sounds fantastic. And are you getting a lot of positive feedback from the candidates? Do they enjoy using it?
Yeah, absolutely. As a software, as a service product, we not only listen to our clients and develop with our clients if they want to change. We have an in-house development team that will change to cater their need or their requirement that they may have sent across. But we also have a feedback option at the end of the task that the candidate goes through, at the end of the journey, all via their handheld device or their laptop or whatever they use.
Yeah.
They can actually send us feedback. I'm not going to say we have 100% good feedback. It's actually sitting about 97% tens of thousands. I think we're pushing 100,000 videos actually being recorded. We have numerous each day. We review as a team that positive and negative feedback, and we'll also develop the candidate journey as well, making sure they're happy and it all works smoothly with loads of different phones. Also currently working on a beautiful WhatsApp integration as well, so you can send it via WhatsApp. So great for overseas.
Everything's through WhatsApp now. It's amazing. 10 years ago, I'd not even heard of it. In fact, had it even been invented 10 years ago, I don't know. But
it's the only thing I use.
Yeah.
The only thing I use. I don't even use Messenger anymore. But we do send it out to the candidates via email and SMS.
Yeah.
About 70% or 80% more likely to open the SMS text rather than email. So the response rates from your candidates are more likely going to be higher.
Yeah, no, that does make perfect sense. A text is pretty hard to ignore. It's too intriguing. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any tips in terms of candidate performance? I usually get my guys to rehearse it a couple of times and show it to their partners just in case there's a Christmas tree sticking out the back of their head or the cat walks past, that sort of thing. Any top tips for success?
Yeah, the great thing about it, we used to have the sort of countdown timer, so there is a guideline on how long you should be taking to answer those certain questions. But we took that off because the candidates were getting too worried, or sweat was dripping off their brows. When I recorded mine, for instance, I was in an automated lighted room. The light turned off.
Oh,
so
no.
Exactly. Very frustrating. I nailed it as well.
Oh.
Of course I did. But it's little things like that we listened to the candidates and we thought, right, more than likely they may want to do a test run. Test run, if they nail it first time, they can actually use that test run and put it as their actual finished product, or they can re-record. You want the best out of your candidates at the end of the day. If it's a face-to-face interview or a phone screen, they're always going to do their homework, where you'd like to think so anyway. Mm-hmm. So why not do it in the pre-recorded function as well, that they can actually re-record, review, and actually make sure they're nailing it, and so they can increase their opportunities of actually increasing that role. Gaining that role, sorry.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense. And I think the clients are quite forgiving as well. It's not something to be afraid of, because they don't expect to have a movie star in front of them. They know that people are nervous. They'd probably be quite nervous themselves using it at first. So I think, as I said, I think there's a bit of leeway there from our clients. They're not expecting perfection, but they just want to get an idea and an indication and a bit of an insight into your personality.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got to think about it as this is the start of their journey with your brand or with your business.
Mm-hmm.
And how better to start in the right way, in a technology fashion. It alleviates the risk of unattendance as well to a face-to-face interview. We all know how hard it is to get one director in a room, rather than, let alone two or three as an interviewing panel. So there was a stat that Barclays actually, a great little thing to bring up, that Barclays released about their graduates and apprentices. 53% of those apprentices weren't attending the on-site interview due to travel costs.
Yeah.
So this is a great tool to obviously alleviate that. Actually test the candidate buy-in to that role. ask them certain questions, and if they're obviously if they hit the nail on the head, then invite them in. If they're that good, I know if I find a great business developer or somebody part of the development team or anything on those lines, I'd probably even pay their travel fare if they're that good.
Probably go and get them myself.
Yeah, or jump in the car, grab him by the neck.
But that's an interesting statistic. And as you say, if that's going to save wasting somebody's time and valuable resources, perhaps if they are unemployed or an apprentice at the beginning of their career, that's fantastic. That's what we should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's loads of sort of fight backs in regards to the one way and video itself when I'm offering this to clients. So we do offer trials. Yeah, more than happy to roll out trials to teams. You know, we let the product do the speaking. We have complete confidence in it. It's a fantastic product. We stick to what we know with a one-way pre-recorded because it goes back to the live Skype, for instance, or phone screen. You still have to book that time in the diary. You still have to commit to 20, 30 minutes. From A to Z, that candidate will take roughly 3.5 minutes. In regards to the client side, it will just be reviewing that video and actually sending the request to complete that task as well. So incredibly easy on that side.
Oh, it's just efficient. That's what the feedback that we've had so far is that it's been so efficient. It's been good use of people's time and they've enjoyed it. They've enjoyed the process. So we've got nothing but good things to say about you guys there.
Perfect. Thank you very much. It's great to hear, and it's great to have you guys on board. It takes us back, especially in the recruitment in general. Our number one thing that a lot of recruiters are losing right now is that what is the one thing that we need? It's people. And let's ease the process. Let's take away some of the admin tasks and the time taken to do all these phone screens and face-to-faces, and allow you to take that time to ring up a candidate you haven't spoken for a long time, or pick up the phone and ask him how his wife and kids are. You know, anything on those lines. You know, it's a people business, and a lot of recruiters are losing that.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I've always said recruitment's a contact sport. You've got to make contact. You've got to talk to people. And anything that can remove the grunt work that I hate, all the admin side of it that I'm not that good at, fantastic. Let me just concentrate on my candidates and my clients and bringing them together and making them fall in love.
Absolutely, because that's what we get paid for.
Exactly. So
that's why we can charge the expensive fees of 20-30% or whatever you got your clients paying. You know, that's how you earn your money. You're making sure that those people are right for that role, and this is a great tool to be able to assist you with that. And it's so commercially viable. You know, we've got a nanny business in North London that uses it. That thinks up nannies for parents across London. So we made it so commercially viable for businesses across a year, and also the large organisations, you know, the likes of Rock Search, your Robert Haas, your Kelly Services, all those large organisations, they can actually use this as well. And it's literally just stopped the CEO driving around in a Lamborghini for a couple of weeks. So
That sounds good to me. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Daryl, to come on and tell us a little bit about the product. As I say, I think that it's going to take our business on leaps and bounds. And I hope lots of other recruitment companies out there that listen to this will call you up and have a trial.
No problem at all. I welcome them with open arms. They can contact me by LinkedIn or jump on the site and get in touch.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Thank you, Angela. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, my name is Laura Downham. I'm an 18-year-old currently finishing off my A-levels and considering a... Hi, my name is Laura Downham and I'm an 18-year-old currently finishing off my A-levels. Next year I'm considering a career in recruitment. I'm here with Angela Hill, who is a professional in the field and is going to tell me all about what her career... Currently considering a career in recruitment. I'm here with Angela Hill, a professional in the field, who's going to tell me all about what she does day to day, what I can expect from a career path in recruitment, and how I can get there from where I currently am, finishing off my levels and just about to start with this whole life and adulting thing. Here's Angela.
Hey, Mum, I've been wondering, what do you do for a job? Because you've been really busy over Christmas, and I always wonder what you do. Hi, Mummy, you've been really busy over Christmas. What is it you do for a job?
1, 2, 3.
Hi, Mummy, you've been really busy over Christmas. What is it you do for a job?